For the first question, I think it will be the song listening task during my secondary school, because I have to listen to the song and then I have to write down some language, the lyrics, that how can I listen it and how much did I get from that lyrics. So I think that is the most memorable English language learning experience. And for the question two, I think that will be the practice during my bridging course from primary school to secondary school, because my primary school is a Chinese language school and my secondary school is an EMI school, so I have to practice quite a lot to bridge to the secondary level. So I think that was I did my first movie review during that summer, so I think that's the most memorable English reading experience.
So what kind of activities did you have in that bridging course?
The bridging course especially is the movie review, I think. Then we watch a movie together and then we discuss something and then we have to write a report by myself or in English, all by myself. So that's the first time I write the passage and read some information, especially for tasks. Yeah, that's the first time. So it's just most memorable.
Do you remember what?
What exactly?
The movies did you
watch? The movie. I about Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, about Sherlock Holmes, yeah. I think it's a series. Yeah, movie series. So it's not a practical movie, I think, but some kind of episodes. Yeah, just like similar to some American sitcom like that. That kind of series. Yeah.
So you're studying actuarial science?
Actuarial science, yes. Yeah.
How important is English in your program?
Actually, I think it's not quite related. Yeah, for English, because in my working place, because I participated in an internship, and mainly the language I use is English for writing and some documents, but for communication, I usually use Cantonese, or even Putonghua, but seldom English, so I think it's not that, maybe the listening and speaking is not that related, but the writing and reading is related in that way.